Chapter 2. An Unusual Job.
I decided to ask Spalding to come with me to the Red-Headed League's offices,
said Mr. Wilson.
I closed the shop for the day, and we went to Fleet Street. Spalding was happy to have a holiday. Fleet Street was full of red-haired men, and Pope's Court looked like a basket of oranges. But few men had bright red hair like mine. Spalding pushed through all the people and we got to the office. There was little furniture, two uncomfortable chairs, a kitchen table and a bookcase. A small man with bright red hair sat at the table and spoke to lots of red-headed men. He said no to all of them. And then he talked to me. He was friendly and closed the door of the office behind us. "This is Mr. Jabez Wilson," said my assistant. "And he would like the job in the league."
"His hair looks fine,"
the man said.
"But is it real? We must be careful."
He suddenly took my hair in his hands and pulled it. I cried out because he hurt me.
"You have real tears in your eyes. This means your hair is real. Congratulations! The job is yours."
He shook my hand warmly and said,
"My name is Duncan Ross, and I am the secretary of the league. When can you begin?"
"Well, I have a business already," I said.
"Oh, don't worry about that, Mr. Wilson," said my assistant. "I can look after the shop for you."
"What are the working hours?" I asked Mr. Ross.
"From 10 o'clock in the morning until 2 o'clock in the afternoon."
"You see, Mr. Holmes, I do most of my work in the evening. I could easily work for Mr. Ross in the morning. And I knew Spalding could look after the business in the morning." "Those hours are fine," I said happily. "What must I do?"
"Your job is to copy the Encyclopaedia Britannica. You must bring your own pen, ink and paper. And you must never leave the office until 2 o'clock. Can you start tomorrow?"
"Certainly," I answered. The next morning I bought some paper and started working at Pope's Court. Mr. Ross showed me the beginning of the letter A in the encyclopedia, and then he left. Every day, I finished work at 2 o'clock. Each week, Mr. Ross gave me £4 in gold. This continued for about 8 weeks, and I nearly finished copying the letter A. Then, suddenly, everything ended.
"Ended?"
asked Holmes.
"Yes, it happened this morning. I went to work at 10 o'clock, but the door was locked. There was a notice on the door that said, 'The Red-Headed League does not exist anymore. 9th of October, 1890.
Sherlock Holmes and I started laughing.
"I can't see anything funny,"
said Mr. Wilson angrily.
"If you think this is funny, I'll leave."
"No, no,"
cried Holmes.
"Your case is very unusual, but there is something a bit funny about it. Please, Mr. Wilson, continue."
"I asked the people in the building, but no one knew about Mr. Duncan Ross or the Red-Headed League. I was angry and confused."
"What did you do then?"
asked Holmes.
"I went home to Saxkeburg Square and told Spalding. He was surprised and did not know what to say. So I decided to come to you, Mr. Holmes, because I don't want to lose £4 a week."
"This is possibly a very serious case,"
said Holmes.
"Of course it's a serious case. I'm losing £4 a week."
You can't be too angry, Mr. Wilson. The league paid you £32 for 8 weeks' work, and you learned many things about the letter A in the encyclopedia. Now, I'd like to ask you some questions. When did Vincent Spalding start working for you?"
"About 3 months ago."
"What is he like?"
"He's small but not thin, and he moves quickly. He's about 30 years old and has a white mark just above his eyes."
Holmes was suddenly excited.
"A white mark?"
he cried.
"And does he have little holes in his ears for earrings?"
"Yes, he does."
Said Holmes, sitting back in his chair.
"Well, Mr. Wilson, I want to think about this case. Today is Saturday. On Monday, I'll have an answer.